You're listening to Get Abstract, the world's biggest collection of summaries. This is a summary of The Biology of Kindness, a book by Immaculata DeVivo and Daniel Lumera. Don't underestimate the power of kindness. It may just be the secret to health. Embracing emotions associated with kindness, such as gratitude and optimism, can positively influence your health in wide-ranging ways, including extending longevity and recovering from heart failure. Drawing on a wealth of sources from positive psychology research to Vedic philosophy, epidemiologist Immaculata DeVivo and biologist Daniel Lumera argue in favor of integrating acts of kindness into both healthcare systems and everyday life, thus helping people self-actualize and build resilience. Let's hear the first takeaway. Kindness is linked with clinically significant improvements to your health and well-being. There's a biological benefit to showing others compassion. Science indicates that people who display gratitude, kindness, optimism, forgiveness, and happiness often enjoy greater longevity and overall well-being. Kindness is an evolutionary strategy vital to humanity's survival. It provides a sense of belonging, helping social groups cohere without the need to identify a common enemy or resort to emotional coercion or threats. Aspire to engage in an act of kindness every day, whether that entails walking a shelter dog or simply giving someone a hug. 2018 research from the University of Oxford shows that after deliberately practicing kindness for as little as a week, research subjects experienced elevated happiness levels. Being kind to others may improve recipients' health in clinically significant ways. For example, according to research from Harvard University, using positive psychology interventions, such as displaying gratitude or optimism when treating patients with cardiovascular conditions like heart failure, is linked with the improvement of patients' conditions. Scientists working at cancer research centers have outlined 6 different ways to integrate kindness into patient treatment plans to improve patient outcomes. Listening deeply to patients, displaying empathy, going above and beyond patient and family expectations, embracing an ethos of generosity, reducing patient stress through targeted assistance, honestly discussing patients' health with them with positive framing, and offering support to patients' families. Okay, here's the next takeaway. Embracing an optimistic mindset prevents premature aging by slowing telomere shortening. Your telomeres, DNA structures that serve as markers for aging, serve as a prime indicator of your overall health and susceptibility to diseases, such as osteoarthritis, cancer, and diabetes. Telomeres protect your chromosomes and prevent cell death. As you age, your telomeres naturally shorten, and people born with shorter telomeres tend to have shorter life expectancies. Fortunately, genetics aren't the only factor determining how fast your telomeres shorten. Factors you can control, such as your environment and lifestyle, like whether you smoke, can also accelerate telomere shortening. High stress levels are also one of your telomeres' greatest enemies, as stress leads to inflammation, which damages cell health. Those suffering from chronic stress conditions and depression are more likely to experience accelerated biological aging. Once you've prematurely shortened your telomeres, you can't undo the damage, making it vital that you take steps to reduce the stress in your life today. Embracing values associated with kindness, such as optimism, can ward off stress and help prevent premature aging. In one large-scale Harvard University study, researcher Lowena Lee found that optimists are likelier to achieve exception longevity or live past age 85, 11 to 15% longer than those with pessimistic dispositions. But all is not lost if you're more pessimistic in temperament. You can nurture optimism by intentionally adopting strategies such as practicing kindness, meditating, and expressing gratitude, possibly with the help of a cognitive behavioral therapist. Research also indicates that simply spending 5 minutes a day visualizing the best version of yourself can help boost optimism levels in as little as 2 weeks. Time for takeaway number three. Forgiving yourself and others frees you from the toxic effects of anger and resentment. It's time for a new paradigm of forgiveness. Treat it as a tool for connection, compassion, and liberation, as opposed to viewing it within a dualistic victim-torturer framework imbued with judgmental concepts such as sin or guilt. True forgiveness requires you to feel a sense of connection to all of humanity and understand that people often make poor decisions due to their own experiences of trauma and neglect. It reflects a choice to liberate yourself and others from anger while attuning yourself to feelings such as harmony and happiness. Research shows an association between practicing forgiveness of yourself and others and well-being, as it can help individuals overcome traumatic experiences. In 2015, a collaborative study across universities in the United States involving women between 18 and 65 diagnosed with post-traumatic stress disorder, PTSD, found that self-compassion, which involves forgiving yourself and overcoming self-blame, reduce the likelihood of PTSD symptoms and produce better mental health management. When it comes to forgiving those who have wronged you, start by conceding that they are humans who made mistakes but have the capacity to reflect and change. Still, it's important to note that doing so isn't synonymous with forgetting. Forgiveness is a tool survivors can use to overcome emotions such as resentment, which will erode their health and well-being if not dealt with. All right, let's move on to takeaway four. Boost resilience, increase self-esteem, and improve sleep with gratitude. Practicing gratitude is critical to your overall well-being for several reasons, including first, improved physical health. 2013 research in personality and individual differences demonstrates a correlation between being grateful and taking care of your health through actions like regularly getting medical checkups and exercising. Second, improved psychological health. Gratitude researcher Robert A. Emmons confirms a link between gratitude and happiness. Practicing gratitude reduces depression by decreasing negative emotions such as regret and envy. Third, improve sleep. Spending just 15 minutes a day writing in a gratitude journal improves sleep quality, according to a 2011 research in Applied Psychology, Health and Well-Being. The fourth reason is better self-esteem. According to a 2014 study in the Journal of Applied Sports Psychology, athletes who display gratitude see a rise in self-esteem, vital for optimal performance. Fifth, increased resilience. According to a study published in 2003 in the Journal of Personality and Social Psychology, expressing gratitude helped survivors of the September 11 terrorist attacks in the United States to overcome their traumatic experience. And finally, enhanced ability to make friends. According to 2014 research in Emotion, when you thank people shortly after making their acquaintance, you're not just demonstrating good manners, you're also more likely to create a new friendship or connection. Okay, here's another takeaway. Achieve eudaimonic happiness through self-actualization and purpose. Scientists have connected happiness to greater overall health because how you feel shapes how you behave, in healthy or unhealthy ways. For example, those with greater happiness levels and lower cortisol levels tend to have less harmful fat around their heart, but not all kinds of happiness are created equal. The ancient Greek philosopher Aristotle posited that the highest possible good humans could experience was eudaimonia, which translates into the condition of having a good spirit, daimon. You achieve eudaimonic happiness when you live a purposeful life in alignment with your authentic values. According to researchers Carol D. Riff and Burton Singer, to achieve eudaimonic happiness, prioritize the following six aspects of self-actualization: autonomy, self-acceptance, personal growth, life purpose, positive relationships with others, and mastery. Many people today focus on hedonic happiness, pursuing goals such as wealth accumulation and material goods. But when people become wealthy, happiness levels actually tend to decrease, a paradox attributable to the fact that people often sacrifice the relational goods that contribute to happiness, such as participating in community life and spending time with family when working to accumulate wealth. While many people think of happiness as an individual state of being, evidence suggests otherwise. According to researchers Nicholas Christakis and James Fowler, who conducted a study on happiness that tracked 4,739 participants' happiness levels for 2 decades, happiness is also a collective experience. When you spend time with happy people, their happiness is contagious. The effect is so pronounced that when one individual becomes happy, those within 3 degrees of separation also tend to become happier as well. Let's continue. Here's takeaway 6. Isolation and toxic relationships are linked to premature death. The quality of your relationships affects your overall health. According to a meta-analysis published in 2010 in PLOS Medicine, of the findings in 148 different studies, when you lack strong social connections, you increase your risk of dying prematurely by as much as 50%. A Harvard study of men between ages 42 and 77 found that those who were single, didn't belong to any community groups, and had fewer than 6 relatives or friends were more likely to suffer non-fatal strokes and to die of suicide, accidents, and cardiovascular disease. When choosing relationships, focus on quality over quantity. Conflict-ridden marriages have toxic effects on both physical and mental health. In contrast, more harmonious couple relationships benefit brain health and memory in old age. Most people are unaware of the factors that lead them to form connections with others. Factors that shape the choice to create a friendship include instinctual factors, centering around sensory impulses, sentimental factors, such as feelings of familiarity or security, intellectual factors, in that you've evaluated the pros and cons of a connection, ideological factors, when the individual shares your ethics and values, or social factors, when, for example, someone provides a sense of social validation or affirmation. Because most people don't consider why they become friends with others, they may enter into inauthentic relationships. Reflect carefully on why you're spending time with those you consider your friends. Remind yourself that friendship is ultimately a choice. If you'd like to start cultivating healthier relationships, yet feel socially isolated, consider volunteering. You'll likely feel more connected to your community, overcome loneliness, and connect with new friends who share your values. All right, we've reached the 7th takeaway. Tools such as meditation, music, and nature can help you become healthier and more kind. Leverage the following tools to align yourself with the emotions and values associated with kindness while boosting your health and well-being. First, meditation. Long-term practitioners of loving kindness meditation, LKM, which centers around cultivating unselfish feelings of kindness and compassion toward others, tend to have longer telomeres than those who don't regularly meditate. Second, music. Music can enhance your neural networks, decrease your heart rate, blood pressure, stress hormones, and inflammation levels, alleviate pain, and lessen the damage caused by heart attacks and strokes. And the third tool is nature. Living near green spaces is connected to lower mortality rates and longer telomere length. Prolonged exposure to nature also positively affects brain health. You're more likely to have more significant amounts of gray matter in brain areas connected to attention and memory. Strengthen your connection to nature by embracing a mindset shift. Humans are not separate from nature, but part of it. So you should treat the natural world and other life forms with kindness. Now for the 8th and final takeaway. Cultivate inner peace by taking control of your mindset. Your brain is inundated with roughly 34 gigabytes of information every day. Media creators compete for your attention, filling your news feed with sensationalist stories about issues such as homicides and terrorism. Chronic exposure to negative information can trigger your brain's survival responses, leading to feelings of panic. Take control of your mindset, refocusing your attention on kindness, beauty, and harmony instead, thus protecting your health and well-being. To experience greater feelings of harmony, work on balancing the three gunas, or attributes, a concept taken from Indo-Vedic culture. First, tamas. When you're in a tamasic or dark state of mind, you may feel relaxed, lethargic, heavy, bored, or apathetic. When you cultivate a healthy balance of tamas, you feel well-rested and calm. But when you have too much or too little tamas, you might feel a sense of inertia or struggle with insomnia. Second, rajas. When you're in a dynamic or rajasic state of mind, you may feel energetic, focused, restless, anxious, or excited. A healthy balance of rajas looks like dynamism, while an unhealthy excess or deficiency can look like hyperactivity or lack of action. And third, sattva. When in a sattvic state, you're experiencing the truth of consciousness. Too much sattva can look like spaciness, while too little can appear like a lack of inspiration. Engage in activities that help you balance your sattva, contributing to feelings such as serenity and peace. That was a summary of The Biology of Kindness, a book by Immaculata DeVivo and Daniel Lumera. Here's a recap of the 8 takeaways. Takeaway 1, kindness is linked with clinically significant improvements to your health and well-being. Takeaway 2, embracing an optimistic mindset prevents premature aging by slowing telomere shortening. Takeaway 3, forgiving yourself and others frees you from the toxic effects of anger and resentment. Takeaway number 4, boost resilience, increase self-esteem, and improve sleep with gratitude. Takeaway 5, achieve eudaimonic happiness through self-actualization and purpose. Takeaway 6, isolation and toxic relationships are linked to premature death. Takeaway 7, tools such as meditation, music, and nature can help you become healthier and more kind. And finally, takeaway 8, cultivate inner peace by taking control of your mindset. You've been listening to a summary by Get Abstract. For more summaries on this and related topics, visit our app and website.